Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
As a founding family member, I find it's my duty to report some very distressing news.
He's a killer?
Elena's uncle.
Mayor Lockwood, is it? My name is Pearl.
Hi.
This is my daughter, Anna.
Maybe there is such a thing as vampires. They're just different from the way we always thought they were. You got a problem with blood, Anna?
The coroner's office has officially ruled Vicki Donovan's death a drug overdose.
You don't think it was an overdose?
Jared, just let it go, okay?
Is there something you're not telling me?
Jeremy finds a hidden diary.
My wrist, you need more blood.
I have this hunger inside of me that I've never felt before in my entire life. I don't want you to see me like this. I don't want you to know that this side of me exists.
On a sunny day at the school, heads turn as Stefan roars into the car park in his bright red vintage sports car. He parks, climbs out, and takes off his shades as Elena approaches.
Nice car.
Well, it was a waste to leave it sitting in the garage.
I didn't know you were coming back today.
You know, I woke up this morning and I was feeling great, and I figured it was time for me to get back into things.
Does that mean you're okay now? With all the cravings?
Yeah, I mean, the worst part is over. So now all I want to do is just spend as much time with you as possible.
I'm okay with that.
Hey, thank you for helping me get through the rough patch.
You're welcome. We're gonna be late.
Okay, you know what? I'll catch up with you. I'm gonna grab my stuff. I'll be right behind you.
Okay.
He watches as she walks away, then he opens the boot of his car. There are dozens of used up medical blood bags in there. He takes out his school bag and shuts the boot. In thin white letters beneath a blood red ribbon, the Vampire Diaries. At the Founders Hall.
There was a disturbance at the hospital blood bank last night. Some of the supply was compromised.
Compromised? You mean stolen?
We almost missed it. The inventory records were altered, but when the night manager was questioned, he had no recollection of changing them.
Meaning the vampire who stole the blood used mind control to hide the theft.
I know what you meant.
We wouldn't have noticed had John not alerted us to recent discrepancies at other hospital blood banks in the county.
How lucky for us. We have John.
We're stepping up security at the hospital, giving the guards vervain to prevent this from happening again.
Sheriff, might I offer a suggestion? Why don't Damon and I put our heads together? We could track down whoever's doing this.
Truthfully, I could use the extra hands. Is that something you'd be willing to do?
Well, of course. I mean, if it'll help. I think we'll make a good team. Don't you, Damon?
John, whatever I can do to help keep this town safe, even if it means spending time with you.
The pair of them exchange insincere smiles. Stefan heads into class.
Okay. This week, we're going to set aside our regular curriculum for a lesson in local history as we approach Founders Day. Apparently, the community leaders feel that's more important than World War II, but hey, what do I know?
Sorry, I'm late.
Well, looks like we will be at full occupancy today. Welcome home, Bonnie. Right, Founders Day. What does it mean to have a Founders Day? Well, if you'll turn your attention to this exquisite diorama over here.
Anna arrives at the Salvators.
Suppose I should be grateful. Learn to use the bell.
I'm here on behalf of my mother.
On behalf of or in spite of?
I'm sorry about what the other vampires did to Stefan. Abducting him, torturing him. Wasn't supposed to go down like that.
You were playing house with half of a tomb of really pissed off vampires. What do you think was going to happen?
My mom is devastated. They tried to overthrow her.
Why isn't she here telling me this?
She doesn't really do apologies.
Well, that's a coincidence because I don't do forgiveness, so just run along. And if you're going to continue playing house with these little vampire pets, you might want to stop robbing the blood bank dry because they're on to it.
I haven't been to the local blood bank in at least a week.
Then it's one of your others.
The other ones are gone, Damon.
Well, where'd they go?
They weren't cut out for this town. After what happened with your brother, my mom kicked them out and they took off. It's just us and Harper now.
In the school grounds.
Bonnie. Hey.
Hey, I tried to grab you after class, but you'd already taken off. How are you? How's your family?
We're dealing. It's been hard.
Everyone here really missed you.
Yeah, she said so much to deal with after Grimes' funeral, and honestly, after you told me the tomb spell failed, it just didn't really want to come back.
I hope you understand why I called. I wanted you to know before you came home.
I understand why. I just shouldn't know.
I know it's been really hard.
Bonnie! Bonnie! Thank God you're home. I know we talked every day, but I missed you. How are you doing?
Better. It's better, you know. Glad to be back, and I'm trying to keep myself busy.
Well, I can help with that. Major wardrobe confab needed ASAP. You need to help me pick the perfect dress for the Founders Court.
The Founders Court? Did I miss something?
The Founders Court. You know, Miss Mystic Falls. They announced it today, and you and I are both on it.
Oh my God, we signed up for that so long ago, I completely forgot.
So are you dropping out then?
Elena shakes her head.
I can't.
No?
Her mom is the one who wanted her to enter.
Elena nods and frowns to herself. Stefan arrives home. Damon loiters in the corridor behind him.
How's school?
Fine.
Yeah? Same old, same old. Nothing new. No stories to bring home.
You're making small talk. Why?
Seem awfully chipper lately. Less doom and gloom. A little more pep in your step.
And you think it's because I drank human blood again?
I don't want to brag, but I would definitely take responsibility for this new and improved you.
Right. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but I'm clean.
Yeah. Not possible.
Not only is it possible, but it is quite true.
Stefan, let's be serious for a second. You spent the last century and a half being a poster child for Prozac, and now you expect me to believe that this new you has nothing to do with human blood. Nothing.
I'm clean.
You're lying.
Believe what you want.
Damon narrows his eyes as Stefan walks away. Elena's on the phone in her kitchen.
I'm sorry for the short notice. I didn't even know that the contest was coming up, much less that I would be in it.
I'll be happy to escort you anywhere.
My mom was really into this Founders Day stuff. She was even Miss Mystic in her day. Kind of wanted to do it for her.
Well, it'll be great. We'll have fun.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you too.
On hanging up the phone to Elena, Stefan puts a used blood bag into a drawer and shuts it. He heads out into the corridor, then goes downstairs. In the darkened basement, he opens a chest fridge. It's filled with full blood bags. Damon loiters, silhouetted in the doorway.
Well, well. He's a liar and a thief.
Stefan turns around by the open fridge.
So, when were you going to share?
Go ahead. Help yourself.
No, I'm talking about the fact that you're a closet blood junkie.
So I'm drinking blood again. You're the one that shoved it on me. What's your problem? I have it under control.
Under control? You robbed the hospital.
So what's your point?
Fine. Whatever, man. Drink up. Just remember, we're trying to keep a low profile. Why don't you just walk up to Sheriff Forbes, ask her to tap a vein?
Have my actions negatively impacted you? Oof, I can't imagine what that must feel like.
Yeah, what's Elena think about the new you?
Nothing's changed. I'm still the same person.
Clearly.
Elena doesn't need to know anything yet.
You've been off the human stuff for years, Stefan. If you're having trouble controlling...
I'm not having any trouble.
Who do you think you're talking to? I know what it's like. That Jekyll and Hyde feeling. There's that switch. Sometimes it goes off and you snap. Right now is not a good time for me to be worried about you snapping.
I know that it pains you to see this. But I'm fine. Okay? I'm fine. So please, do me a favor and back off.
Caroline and Elena are amongst various interviewees.
This year's queen will have the special honor of taking center stage at the 150th Founders Day Gala. Before we crown our winner, we'd like to get to know a bit more about each of you.
I'm on the MF Beautification Committee. I volunteer at the Rec Center Soup Kitchen.
I recognize that I haven't been as involved this year as I used to be.
I implemented this year's Go Green campaign at school.
I've been distracted, and I let a lot of things slide.
I don't think it's wrong for me to win 2 years in a row.
I was surprised to have been selected. since I'm not from one of the founding families.
But I'm aware of what an honor this is, and I want you to know that I take it seriously.
Worked with the county's recycling program and was in charge of the policeman's yearly raffle. Just because my DUI made my community service mandatory doesn't mean I was any less committed.
This was really important to my mother. She believed in community, family, honor, and loyalty. It's the legacy she left for me.
John arrives at the Salvatore's.
Hey, partner.
What do you want?
You haven't returned any of my calls.
Most people take that as a hint.
Where do we start looking for vampires?
Why the act, John? I mean, you obviously don't care about catching vampires. You're here talking to me.
Actually, I care very much.
What would Isabel say about that? I mean, considering that she is one.
Isabel and I share a mutual interest. The original Jonathan Gilbert had an invention that was stolen by a vampire. That vampire was then burned alive in Fell's Church, or so Jonathan thought. And the invention was lost forever. But then the vampires weren't killed, were they? They were trapped. And now they're free thanks to you, which means the invention is retrievable.
Well, what is it?
The only thing that matters is that I want it back. And you're going to help me if you want your secret safe.
I mean, why bring me into it, John? I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about, much less who has it.
Oh, come on, Damon. You were around back then. You know who these people are, what they look like. He was friendly with a woman who turned out to be a vampire. Her name was Pearl. Does that ring a bell?
John stares levelly at Damon, who narrows his eyes.
I'm not playing anymore. Get out. Get out.
I beg your pardon?
You know, I only entertain this whole blackmail scheme thing of yours because I thought that you and Isabel could lead me to Catherine. But see, now I know you have no idea where Catherine is, because if you did, you would know that Catherine and Pearl were best friends. See, you don't know everything, do you, John?
John walks towards Damon.
I'll tell the entire council what you are.
Go for it. I'll kill every last one of them, then I'll sever your hand, pull your ring off, and I'll kill you too. Do you understand that?
In the studio at school.
Honor your partner.
Elena and Stefan practice a dance routine.
Focus. Right hand around.
Their raised hands don't touch.
Flirt with your eyes. Left hand around.
Smiling at each other, they walk in circles alongside some other couples.
This is ridiculous.
Both hands.
You're only saying that because you don't know how to do it.
Sorry, only one of us was around when the dance was invented.
Ouch.
Whoa.
No. There's no touching during this part. It's about the simple intimacy of the near touch. Very nice, Amber.
Thank you, Mrs. Lockwood.
If you ask me, the near touch is overrated.
You seem to be in a good mood.
Is that a bad thing? Would you prefer me to be brooding and tortured?
Hey, I'm not complaining.
Oh, no touching.
In the corridor outside.
The Fell cousins don't have a shot. And Amber Bradley is only on the court, so the pageant doesn't look like it's founding families only. Which, of course, it is. So that leaves Elena. She totally has a sympathy vote since her parents died. How can I compete with that?
Very nice. Very sensitive.
Oh, I'm sorry. This must sound really unimportant in light of everything.
It's okay, I get it. You want to win.
My grandmother was Miss Mystic, and both of my aunts. My mom's the only one who didn't get the gene, and I want this. And I actually deserve this.
Bonnie smiles warmly as they head into the studio. Her smile fades as she spots Elena and Stefan.
Bonnie. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
They both clock her apprehensive demeanor.
I begged Bonnie to fill in for Matt. He had to work today.
Bonnie, do you have a minute?
We only have 30 minutes for rehearsal.
It'll only take a minute. Please.
Elena glances towards the door. Bonnie heads over and Elena follows. Caroline watches them puzzled and smiles at Stefan. He absently returns the smile. In the corridor outside.
Bonnie, you have to tell me what's wrong.
It's not worth talking about.
What do you mean not worth it? You barely said 10 words to me, and you won't even look at Stefan. Is that what it is? Is it Stefan?
Listen, Elena, I can't just pretend like everything is okay. Everything my Grams did was to protect us from those vampires in the tomb. And now they're out, which means she died for nothing.
I'm so sorry, Bonnie. What can I do to make it better?
That's just it. There's nothing you can do. I blame him, Elena. Him and Damon. And I'm not gonna put you in a situation where you have to choose sides. I'm just having a hard time with it. Okay?
With his back to them in the studio, a frowning Stefan eavesdrops using his vampire powers. Outside, he wanders past some cheerleaders. He stops abruptly, spotting a basketball player on the practice court with a cut knee.
Oh, dude, you okay? Bleeding.
Yeah, I'm alright. It's just a little blood. It's cold.
Eyeing the blood, Stefan gasps for breath, then grabs the approaching Alaric's throat. Alaric fends him off.
You okay?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was feeling a little sick. Fine.
Stefan walks off past the oblivious players. Alaric watches him anxiously. Elena answers her door to Alaric.
Hey,
Hi.
You're driving.
Yeah, I am. Let me get that for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. How is Stefan?
What do you mean?
Yeah, he seems on edge.
He went through a lot. He was in bad shape for a while, but he's bouncing back now.
Lark! Hey, buddy. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm the chauffeur.
Oh, I thought I was driving.
Oh. No need. We're going through. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Jeremy can ride with you.
John smiles as Jenna heads out. In bright sunshine, Anna arrives at the Miss Mystic Falls reception in a dress and heels. She smiles at other well-dressed guests as she walks through the hallway and exits into the wide garden patio. A suited Damon approaches.
In the running for Miss Mystic Falls?
Sometimes you have to wear uncomfortable heels to blend in.
Hmm.
He stands by her side.
I remember this event from 1864. I was supposed to enter before everything happened.
Nostalgia's a bitch.
If you're just gonna mock me, can you move along, please?
John Gilbert thinks your mom stole an artifact from Jonathan Sr. Sr. back in 1864.
What are you, his errand boy?
I don't know what it is, but I don't want him to have it.
I could ask her. But, you know, you've made it pretty clear that you don't trust us, so why should I even bother?
Because you want to stay in Mystic Falls, and John Gilbert's intent on making that impossible. Find out where it is. He leaves, you can buy a welcome hat.
Jenna crimps Elena's hair. She does her own makeup.
Thanks for helping me.
Don't thank me until you're sure your hair isn't gonna burn off.
You know, I remember when my mom and I were first applying for this. She was so excited.
So were you, if I recall.
I was. She just made it sound like so much fun. Lots changed since then.
I hate to break it to you, but it's a little late for cold feet.
I don't have cold feet. I think I'd be enjoying it a lot more if she was here.
She glances sadly at Jenna in the mirror.
I'll tell you one thing, your hair would have a better chance if she was.
Okay, I should go put my dress on. Be careful with that thing. Don't hurt anybody.
Sitting nearby, Caroline watches Elena go. Outside.
You look miserable.
Are there really a whole month of these events that I'm supposed to show up at?
You can fight it if you want, but it's part of being a Gilbert.
Yeah, you mentioned you know a lot about the family. You know anything about our ancestor, Jonathan Gilbert?
Prolific writer, crazy inventor. Why do you ask?
Oh, I read his journal.
Is that right?
Yeah, I actually found it in all Dad's stuff.
Well, that's surprising. Most of them are locked away.
There's more of them?
Jonathan Gilbert journaled his whole life. Right down to the bitter, insane, drunken end. The guy had a lot of demons.
And did you read him?
I browsed, yeah.
What'd you think about what he wrote?
Crazy ramblings of a madman, of course.
Across the patio beneath the porch, Jeremy makes eye contact with Anna.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she's a friend of mine. Excuse me.
He pats John's shoulder and follows Anna inside. Upstairs, Elena finds a nervous-looking Amber.
Are you okay, Amber? I hate being the center of attention. I get panic attacks.
Do you need some privacy so you can change?
Actually, I'm just gonna go get some air.
Blonde Amber walks out. Picking up her dress, Elena's startled by Damon.
Hey, you can't be back here.
We need to talk.
Does it have to be right now?
Normally, I would have a completely different outlook on what I'm about to tell you, but since it can really inconvenience me, I'll squeal.
What are you talking about?
Stefan's still drinking human blood.
What?
Yeah.
A month ago, I would have rejoiced. But with the council back on the alert, it is not a good time for Stefan to fly off the handle.
I know he's been a little edgy, but he said that was normal.
He has a fridge full of stolen blood bank contraband in the house.
Elena sits down heavily.
Oh my God.
He has no idea what normal is. His entire existence isn't normal. Normal to a vampire is drinking human blood, but he spent all this time fighting it when he should have been learning how to control it. And now it's controlling him instead.
I can't believe this. I mean, it's Stefan that we're talking about here.
Stefan on human blood, Elena. He'll do anything, he'll say anything, because he's not going to want to stop. Trust me.
Downstairs.
Anna.
What is it?
Come on, don't be like that.
Why not? You were basically using me to turn you into a vampire so you could be with someone else.
No, I wasn't using you.
Really? And how would you like to define it?
I don't think it's any worse than becoming friends with me so you could give your mother my blood.
How do you know that?
So important.
Seriously, Jeremy. What do you know?
Everything. I know everything.
Anna scans nervously. Upstairs.
This is all my fault. I'm the one who fed him the blood in the first place.
Stefan comes in.
But what's going on in here?
Just filling Elena in on your extracurricular activities.
Stefan frowns and shakes his head.
What are you talking about?
I know about the blood, Stefan.
I'll be downstairs drinking.
Damon walks out past Stefan, who wears a fixed smile. Elena frowns at Stefan, who turns towards her casually.
I was gonna tell you.
When?
I'm fine. The blood, it doesn't change anything.
It's changing you.
Why? Because I kept it a secret from you? Come on, Elena, look. Given the way that you're reacting right now, can you really blame me for doing that?
Are you hearing yourself right now? You've been stealing blood and lying, and you say that everything's fine? Everything's not fine, Stefan.
So what, so you and Damon all of a sudden have everything figured out then?
It's not about Damon. It's about what's happening to you.
I know, and I'm telling you that I'm fine. I'm fine. Please, come on. Elena, I thought you believed in me.
Elena, let's go. The lineup's starting. I need a minute. You're not even dressed yet. Escorts wait downstairs, Stefan.
Stefan walks out past Mrs. Lockwood, leaving Elena by herself. She frowns at the door. Stefan shuts himself angrily in the bathroom.
God.
He punches the mirror, smashing it. Amber opens the door and gawps.
Oh God, sorry.
Hollow-eyed, he advances on her menacingly.
Miss Tina Fell, escorted by Bartholomew Whitmore.
In a pink dress, Tina walks down a winding staircase to meet her escort. Upstairs on the landing.
Has anyone seen Amber? Do you see Stefan down there?
Caroline comes over.
Nope, just my boring fill-in escort. What happened to Matt? They wouldn't let him out of work. What happened to Stefan?
I don't know, he just disappeared somewhere, I don't know. What am I doing? I never should have gone through with this.
What do you mean?
I need to find Stefan. This isn't me. I'm not this person anymore.
No way. You had your chance to drop out. And believe me, I was all for it. Because there's no way that I can beat you. Elena, you're doing this because it was important to your mom.
Miss Caroline Forbes and her escort, Jeffrey Lockwood Hamilton.
Caroline and Elena share a friendly smile as Caroline heads down the staircase, which is bedecked with pink and white bunting. Caroline wears a long green dress split at the knee.
Elena, you're next.
Anna is with Jeremy in a quiet corner.
You're missing Elena's introduction.
I don't care.
So she has no idea you read her journal?
Well, she keeps things from me. I'm gonna keep things from her.
What are you gonna do now? Now that you know everything that she's been hiding from you?
I don't know. There's a part of me that's so angry that she covered up what happened to Vicky and then erased my memory, but there's also this other part of me that's glad. I don't want to remember Vicky like that.
As a monster?
No, as someone who wanted to hurt me.
When I met you, you were just a part of my plan to get my mother back. But then things changed. All the time we spent together. I would never do anything to hurt you. Not now. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Anna smiles. John loiters nearby, watching them. Outside, Stefan marches Amber past some parked cars.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
I'm in the ceremony.
Not now, you're not. You're standing in the parking lot with me.
I'm in the parking lot with you.
I'm sorry. I'm not very good to be around right now. I'm a little bit on edge. I've been drinking the human stuff and it's really screwing with my head. Oh, she knows now. Now she wasn't supposed to find out. I didn't want her to find out. Now everything's ruined.
You seem sad.
I'm not sad. I'm freaking hungry.
Miss Elena Gilbert, escorted by Mr. Stefan Salvatore.
At the top of the staircase, Elena shrugs. She forces a smile and starts to walk down. There's another guy in the space where Stefan should be. She spots him and frowns, glancing around. Damon walks over and stands in front of the other guy. Elena looks relieved and takes Damon's hand as she reaches the bottom of the stairs.
Where's Stefan?
I don't know.
They head out through the hallway onto the garden patio, watched by the gathered guests. Elena wears a long purple dress. Hand in hand with Damon, she passes Jenna and Alaric.
What is she doing with Damon?
I have no idea.
The couple line up for the dance in the sunshine.
What are we gonna do?
Right now, we just have to get through this.
In front of the guests and amongst the other couples, Damon and Elena hold up their hands without touching and turn a complete circle around each other. They stop face to face in their original places. They hold up the other hand and turn another circle. Caroline smiles at her escort as the couples hold up both hands and turn again. Handsome Damon steps forwards and joins hands with gorgeous Elena. They go through the old-fashioned routine, making steps backwards and sideways. Dancing in perfect harmony, a faint smile plays on Elena's lips as she looks into Damon's eyes. Damon also smiles subtly as they step apart. Stefan leans on his car in the parking lot.
I don't hurt people.
I don't do that. I'm the good brother.
Do you want to hurt me?
He turns and coldly regards Amber with his mouth open.
I want to kill you. I want to rip into your skin. And I want
gonna feed on your blood. Under your skin. Pulsating, flowing. Your carotid artery right there. If you puncture this just right, you can control the blood flow. It takes practice, but it doesn't have to make a mess. You don't have to waste any.
What's stopping you?
If I do this, if I give in, there's no going back.
Then don't.
I just want one taste. That's all I need. I just want one taste.
One taste.
He strokes her neck and grimaces. His eyes darken. The capillaries around them turn gray. His teeth extend and sharpen. He bites into her neck.
Where's the Emperor? I don't know.
Before I crown the winner, I'd like to offer a personal thank you to all of these young ladies for their efforts to better our community.
Except for Elena, the girls smile.
So, without further ado, it is my honor to announce our very own Miss Mystic Falls, Miss Caroline Forbes.
Congratulations. I actually won.
Caroline and Elena embrace each other. A beaming Caroline steps forward to receive the winner's sash. In the bathroom, John and Sheriff Forbes examine the smashed mirror.
There's blood on the glass.
In a black dress, Forbes turns gravely to a uniformed deputy.
Get me Damon Salvatore.
I can't do this.
What's the matter?
I can't do this.
It's okay. It doesn't hurt that much. Just not so hard next time.
Oh, God. I can't stop.
He grabs bleeding Amber, who looks calm.
Why aren't you afraid of me? Huh?
You told me not to be.
What's your name?
Amber.
Listen to me, Amber. I need you to be afraid of me. I need you to run like hell. Do you understand me? Run! Run! Now!
Terrified Amber bolts. Anxious Elena finds Damon inside.
What is it? Did you find him?
There were signs of a struggle in the upstairs bathroom. There was blood. And that Amber girl's missing.
Oh, my God. He wouldn't hurt her. He won't.
Let's just find him, okay? Let's get your coat. Come on.
Bonnie spots them leaving and follows. In the woods, Amber runs straight into Stefan's arms.
You said to run!
I changed my mind.
As he bites Amber, Elena and Damon arrive.
Stefan! Come on, get control. Come on. It's okay. Come on.
I threw it, man.
He chucks Damon out of the way.
Stefan, stop it!
Stefan grabs his own head. On his feet again, Damon looks round at Bonnie, who's behind Elena. She stares at Stefan, who grimaces painfully. Then she shuts her eyes. Blood pouring from his lips, the wild-eyed Stefan stops grimacing and stares at them all. Open-mouthed.
It's okay. Stefan.
Twitching like a hunted animal, Stefan runs away past the fallen Amber. In the woods.
She doesn't remember what happened.
It's a good thing the girls got here when they did. She'd lost a lot of blood.
You didn't see anything.
Elena and Damon glance furtively at Bonnie.
No, we just found her and then called Damon.
She gonna be okay?
Looks like it, yeah. Why don't you girls get back to the party? Damon and I can take it from here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wearing grave frowns, Elena and Bonnie turn slowly and head back to the mansion.
They didn't see the bite mark?
No, I got here before they got too close. There was too much blood, they couldn't see it clearly.
Bonnie, can we talk about this?
There's nothing to talk about.
Bonnie, please. I told you I wasn't gonna make you choose. But I need to make the choice for myself. Please just leave me alone.
Elena stands by as Bonnie gets into her car. Inside, Jenna finds Jeremy with Anna.
Jer, you ready?
Just a sec.
Smiling, Jenna walks away. John heads over to her.
Who's that girl with Jeremy?
His friend, Anna.
What's her story?
Why so nosy?
I'm just curious. He really seems to like her.
She's new in town, I think. She and her mom, Pearl. The family you're so rudely trying to prevent from buying Grayson's building.
Her mother's name is Pearl.
Yes, so?
I believe I already know all about her.
Eleanor stands alone on the front steps.
Oh, good, there you are. Jenna wanted me to get the car. What happened?
Damon heads outside. Anna steps out of the shadows.
Right now, this is getting weird.
We're here to talk.
Pearl steps forward.
Not in the mood. Today's been a no-good, very bad day.
Annabelle tells me you're looking for something I took from Jonathan Gilbert.
I'm listening.
She passes him what looks like a pocket watch.
What is it?
Jonathan was passionate about his inventions. He confided in me that he had created a detection device meant to track down the town's vampire element.
It was a pocket watch.
That's what it turned out to be, yes. But that's not what I stole. I discovered my mistake when I saw the watch in Jonathan's hand the night they took us. Its style pointed at me.
So what is this?
I have no idea, but now it's yours.
What's the catch?
There's no catch. My daughter wants to stay here. I want to stay here. You refused to trust us, and for good reason. Consider this an apology.
Damon glances at Anna and nods. A gasping Stefan arrives home. He takes off his shirt and stands reflectionless in front of the mirror, gripping his temple. Elena loiters in the doorway.
You shouldn't be here.
I know.
He turns around and paces.
Now you know.
That wasn't you.
Oh, it was absolutely me. A monster, a predator, it's who I am, Elena.
That's what the blood makes you.
The blood brings out what's inside of me, and if you think any differently, then you're an idiot.
I know this isn't you, Stefan.
I wanted to drain every ounce of blood from that girl's body.
No.
It's who I am, Elena.
No, you can't scare me off.
Why would you risk it? Why would you come here?
Because I did this. This is my fault. I'm the one who made you drink the blood.
All you did was expose me to who I really am.
This isn't you.
Stop saying that!
She gawps as he knocks something flying.
Don't get any closer to me.
I'm not gonna let this happen to you.
Stop!
Stefan, I'm not gonna give up on you. I believe in you.
Stop! Stop!
He pushes her up against the wall, then hits the wall with his fist.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
I don't know what's happening to me.
It's okay, Stefan. Shh, it's okay. It's okay.
He puts his head on her shoulder. As they embrace, she takes out a syringe. She shuts her eyes and stabs him in the back with the syringe. Stefan reacts slowly, thumping the wall and pushing himself away from her. He collapses onto the floor. Elena runs a hand through her hair and looks around as Damon walks in.
Do you want to do this?
I'm sure.
Stefan is slumped against a rough stone wall in a small cell. Damon shuts the door. In the corridor outside...
There's no guarantee this is gonna work.
It has to.
Damon heads for the stairs.
Coming?
I'm gonna stay here.
Damon watches her sit on the floor, then hunkers down himself. Elena looks at him, surprised. ITFC, audio description.
Terrific job.
It was just awesome.
I'm not sure you're really what we're looking for.
It's back, a brand new series of America's Got Talent, Thursday at 8 and then Friday at 9 on ITV2.